This is Brenda Beth. Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Yogi Bastantino is singing that song.
What walks downstairs, a loner in pairs, and makes a squeaking sound? A scream, a marvelous thing. Everyone knows it's Slinky. It gives a big lift when wrapped as a gift, a very likable toy. It's falling in place when smiles to your face, something kids can enjoy. It's Slinky, for fun it's a wonderful toy. It's Slinky, it's fun for a girl and a boy. And Slinky Mobiles with big Slinky wheels and pistons that move as you go. It makes a great sound when you pull it around. The driver's an old tiny fellow. A Slinky Bob, a Slinky Bob, a wonderful toy. It makes a...
Hello, everyone. Oh, that's funny. love it. I was still laughing at the theme song, but that's very interesting. Thank you, Alan, for making that the song. So hi everyone, and welcome to the Yogi Show. Ooh, I'm hearing a weird echo, so we need to fix that. That's weird. Hi everyone, it's Josie. Welcome to the Josie Show. We're so glad you're joining us tonight. Hope you guys had a great week. We have a very, very awesome show. Here's what I got planned. I have three amazing interviews to bring you tonight. Tonight you'll get to hear my chats with the amazing 8-year-old twins, Bianca and Ciara D'Ambrosio. And tonight I'll also have joining me live Rex Robards and Prentice Goodwin. And so it's going to be a really great show. You'll get to hear our fun chats, some awesome music. And remember, we are live, so anything can happen. Just like how like cut off guard I was about that, about the theme song. Yeah, it totally put me off guard. I'm like, I'm kind of confused right now. I didn't know that was going to play. Very interesting. So we have some really, really great, really, really great guests tonight. So it's going to be awesome. Some great, great guests, some chats, and awesome music. And remember, we still kind of get that confusion a little bit between our radio shows, the Josie Show and Country Blast Radio. So I just kind of add this to the shows now, just in case people get confused. But the Josie Show is an all genre for our music artists, and also we have like actors, actresses, singers, songwriters, authors, it's everything. But Country Blast Radio is the best mix of all that's country, and it's a full licensed station, so it plays music 24/7. Those are kind of the differences between the two. And also, you could check out our past shows or visit our networks tab on our website, josieshow.com, and you can hear all of our past episodes of The Josie Show, so you could check that out. We have 12 special edition episodes up now, so you can check those out. I have no idea what's going on. Wow. our switchboard's haunted tonight. We have 12 special edition episodes currently up now, so you can check those out by going to our website, josieshow.com, and click on the special editions tab. You can check out our episodes with Aaron Tippin, Glenn Douglas Tubb, David Church, Eric Lee Bedingfield, Ray Price, our tribute show, our Ray Price full interview, Justin Trevino, Bill Green, Jack and Misty, Tia Goins, Tony Booth, and Sheila Ray Charles. So you could check out both of all of those great, great episodes. And there's going to be more, so do not worry. We are not stuck at the 12 point. We will have 13 and so on and so forth. And also want to know how to advertise or sponsor the Josie Show and Josie's Country Blast Radio, then please call. What is going on? All right. Yes, let's make it through the announcements, please. also want to know how to advertise or sponsor the Josie Show and Josie's Country Blast Radio, then please call 331-442-5833 or email our station manager, Tina, at Tina, T-I-N-A, at josieshow.com. We have introductory rates right now, so there is never a better time to spend your advertisement dollars than on the radio. So check that out if you'd like. And also stay tuned, because at the end of the show, I'm going to tell you a little bit about our Josie Show VIP members, what they have going on, all that fun stuff. And if you're an artist, I'll tell you how you can become a member as well and take advantage of that. That's going to be it's awesome. It's a really great program that we started for all of our singing guests out there. So you're gonna love it. Make sure you check that out. So do not miss any of the show. We have a lot of fun stuff here tonight. And also, as I mentioned, we do have another radio station, Country Blast Radio. So I know people have been wondering where we can find that at. People have been kind of confused between our website, josieshow.com, and the other website. But Country Blast Radio has a website all on its own. It's www.countryblastradio.com. You could also go to facebook.com/countryblastradio on Live365, and you could search Country Blast Radio to find us. It's a free iPhone app, and for your iPhone and Droid. So it's the Live 365 free app, so you can check that out. We're also Country Blast Radio is also on like Roku, TiVo, your smartphones, like I just mentioned, and even right here at JosieShow.com when we are not live with the Josie Show or Josie Show Special Edition. And also, we play all country. I mean, such as new, classic country music, music from signed independent artists. Top 30 Billboard chart-topping music. We even have some good old Texas dancehall music. So make sure you tune us in at work or on the go. And we're highly ranked on Live 365, even ahead of some FM stations, which is very crazy. It's awesome. And new music every week. So please tune in. Okay. Yes, it's awesome, awesome, awesome. I have no idea what's going on with the music, but I apologize, everyone. It's going crazy for some reason. So I also here want to mention I want to mention that I had a great 4th of July. I hope you guys had a great 4th of July as well. And it was so much fun because I had all of my family come over, and we got to see the firework display. We had a cookout. It was so much fun. It was really, really cool, and I hope you guys had a really safe time. And I seen in Simi Valley, was it? Or am I saying it wrong? S-I-M-I Valley. At the fireworks show that they have there, I believe it's in California, I could be wrong, but they had a fireworks show and the fireworks went haywire, and I think there were like a dozen injured and maybe more, I don't know, but I've seen that and it's crazy, so I hope they have a fast recovery and everything is fine with that. But you can actually see the video. I've seen the video, and it's crazy because they say that the fireworks were detonated, way too soon, and they were too low on the ground, and it was so weird. It was so weird. I'm like, oh, my gosh. It was so scary. You can see people running. It's scary. It's scary. So I pray for those who were involved in that and hope they get better. I don't think my guest is here. Never mind. While we wait for that, I am hearing really weird echo. My evil twin Josie double, I don't know, is making an appearance, so please ignore that. So yeah, this is crazy. This is just really crazy. I was not. It got me all off guard now with the whole theme song in the beginning. I wasn't expecting the theme song and then just go right at it. That's interesting, very interesting. But I hope everyone is doing all right. Let me see here. Let me go on Facebook and check what's going on with everybody. Hello, everyone in the chat room. Hello. This is funny. I find this funny. Is my guest here? Let's see. Maybe we could get my producer. All right. We don't know what's going on. We're having some technical difficulties even with the switchboard, so we don't know what's going on. Or
what
we're not.
Much,
I have no idea what's going on. Can we bring on my producer here and see what's going on? Because I don't know what is happening here. Maybe we can have some things. All right.
Hello.
What is going on? If we're not having technical difficulties,
no,
what
we're
is
not
up?
Having any technical difficulties. It's a good day. It's a good day.
It's a good day.
It's a good day. We have got Rex calling in here in just a few minutes, Rex Robards, and we'll go ahead and we'll start that interview. So I'm going to go ahead and get that call now. So why don't you just hang on the line for a second, Joe? Keep everybody company while I go ahead and get Rex's mic on.
Sounds good. I'm all discombobulated with all of the music, so I don't know. Yes, it got me a little bit confused. I don't but okay, so it's something that I really like to do, and a lot of people like it, what we've been doing. It's iPhone apps that I have been, into, and I constantly get them, and it's weird. But it's kind of a hobby of mine. I love it. Seeing the different kind of apps they have. They have apps for everything now, so it's kind of interesting. But I seen there were a couple more apps that I really liked. And I'll tell you at the end of the show, because it seems like our guest here is here, and I do not want to delay. I want to put him on right now. So everyone, please welcome Rex Robards to the show. Yes. Hello. Rex, hi.
We're waiting on a phone call too, I believe. Is that correct?
We're good. Hi, how are you? I'm excited to talk to you.
It's good to be on the show. Thank you for having us. Thank you for calling.
Oh, anytime. Thank you so much for coming. I'm excited to get to know you a little bit better, and it's going to be a fun interview.
Yeah, looking forward to it. It's great.
Awesome. Awesome. So I kind of want to rewind a little bit so our the new listeners, new fans out there can get to know you a little bit better. With the start of, when you made music, of making music and stuff, what was your earliest memory? What did you say? When did you get started?
Actually, I've had some pretty early memories of music. I've always been a big fan of music. My dad was a rodeo type guy. I grew up on a ranch in Central Texas, and my first memories of music is actually when we were going to the rodeos. I remember hearing all of the songs that they were playing on the loudspeakers at the rodeos when I was probably about 4 or 5 years old, and all of the excitement from the rodeos and the music, and so that's probably my first memories of it. I didn't start actually playing guitar until I was probably about 20. Before that, I played drums my entire life, even when I was in school. Played drums while I was in the Navy. So I've always had a musical background. I've always been a huge fan of it. I used to sit in my room for just hours and hours and listen to cassettes and records and just anything I could get my hands on. So.
Right. I was just going to mention, you did spend time with the rodeo, served in the Navy, and of course it had to affect your music, so it definitely did, you would say, right?
yeah, definitely. That's how I got started playing, actually, was when I was rodeoing. I started rodeoing when I was young, probably about 9 years old. But then when I was in the Navy, I used to ride in the WWRA and the IPRA circuits out on the East Coast. And I kind of picked up the guitar while I was at the rodeo, I was just kind of bored. We were sitting around waiting on the slack, you know, if I was entered up in the slack or whatever. Then I just picked up the guitar and kind of started teaching myself how to play it. Pretty soon, a lot of people kind of would start gathering around after the rodeos around the tailgates, and we kind of have our own little tailgate party with the music, and that's really kind of what kicked it off for me. I had no idea that it would ever turn into something like this. Very thankful for it, but that's definitely how it started on my end, was through the rodeo scene.
Wow, very, very cool. A lot of people kind of get started there. It has some kind of, you know, mojo. I don't know, but it's weird. It's,
yeah,
cool.
Definitely. We had quite a few of them. The late great Chris Ledoux was a big hero of ours when we were rodeoing, you know, and we used to listen to a lot of his music. And so yeah, a lot of people kind of get started from the rodeo thing.
Yeah, it's awesome. And, you know, music-wise, who is your, you know, biggest musical influences? Who do you listen to?
You know, I have a pretty eclectic list of people that I listen to. I'm a huge fan of the blues. I was a big Bobby Blue fan. Little Milton, you know, the real old-school blues. Of course, the blues rock, you know, with Stevie Ray. I'm a huge, huge blues fan, and kind of a lot of my songs may have some type of blues connotation to it. From the country side, I'm more of the you know, the old school country listener. All the greats, of course, that everybody listened to, Waylon and Willie and Conway and George Jones and Merle. Of course, can't leave out Merle. So I'm more of an old school country guy. I'm a huge fan of the blues, so.
Very, very cool. I like that you like, you know, everything. You don't just stick with one genre. You like it all.
When I was growing up, I was a big fan of the hair bands, you know. I used to listen to a lot of rock, and still do. I mean, like I said, I can play everything. I listen to a lot of Christian contemporary music, and I'm just a big fan of music in general. So I try to listen to a little bit of everything. You know, there's a lot of talent out there in all kinds of genres, and I don't want to limit myself by any means.
It's true. There's so many great songs out there. Speaking of great songs, your songs.
thank you.
Yes. And I am very excited. I get to play some tonight. But first, can you tell us a little bit about some of the music that you do have out right now? Kind of circling the web.
our last CD we recorded with Bobby Terry and Jason Rooks, who are both out of Nashville. Bobby Terry's had some pretty big hits as a songwriter and a producer. You know, he's worked with Tim McGraw, Hill, Brad Paisley. He's worked with a lot of great people. Jason Rooks, he's a gold-winning producer himself, and he's actually out of the Houston, Texas area. So through Jason, I got kind of hooked up with Bobby, and we went to Nashville at Funhouse Studios to cut our last CD. It was a great experience, really enjoyed it. Off of that, our first single released to radio was a song called Whiskey Wrote This Song, and we shot a video for that at the time as well. I thought it would have done a little bit better for us, you know, especially in the Texas market. It's really kind of got a rock edge to it. But I think we released it at a time when it just weren't really popular on the radio. So, you know, it's a timing issue. So we thought it would be a little bit better for us on the charts, but we've had a good fan response to it. So that's, you know, of course, that's most important. And that was our first release off of the new CD.
Very, very cool. Yeah, that song we actually have. And a couple more, but we're going to surprise you with the next ones. But I want to play that song right now. Whiskey Wrote This Song. I love this song, and I know a lot of people love this song, which is all that matters. So I'm very excited to play it. I'm very excited.
Well, thank you very much. We're glad that you are.
Oh, anytime. So let's do that right now. Whiskey Wrote This Song by Rex Rivers, and we'll chat with him in just a moment. Here we go.
All right.
I never loved her the way I should. I did her bad, and that no good. And I never would admit that I was wrong until whiskey wrote this song. I took a shot and walked the floor, grabbed my guitar and took 10 more. Then I sat there that whiskey wrote this song. I tipped that bottle and the truth poured out, swallowed my pride and the pain rang down the moment I realized that she was gone. So don't blame me if the words don't rhyme, if it don't make sense, cause the fault ain't mine. Well, I was just along for tried to hide. We're not a soul in this whole world would have ever known until whiskey wrote this song. I dipped that bottle and the truth poured out, swallowed my pride and the pain rang down the moment I realized that she was gone.
Robards, and we're here with him. We're back with him right now. So I know a lot of people are going to want to purchase this song along with all of your other songs. So where can we go to buy your songs?
We're in all the local places around here for anybody that's listening around the Texas area, Walmart, things of that nature. Online is usually probably the easiest way to go, and that's iTunes, CD Baby, locations like that. If you just Google Rex Robards, and it comes up with a whole bunch of different places you can go out and purchase some music.
Easy, yes.
we try to make it easy.
Yes, you do. And what I love about when you get it on, you know, iTunes, all that, you could put it directly like on your iPhone and your iPads and all your other devices with the letter I in the beginning. I mean, it's awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's really changed. It's changed the music industry in a lot of ways, but it's just made us really, really accessible, which I think is a wonderful thing. And it's opened up the industry quite a bit. You know, it's taken the control out of all the majors' hands so much and kind of put it back in the artist's hands. And I think that's a wonderful thing with all the internet and just like your radio show. You know, it's a great thing to be able to reach out and connect with everybody all over the world a lot easier than we used to.
Mm-hmm. It is. I mean, a lot of people are on the internet now. And when you have something like, you know, your songs on the internet, I mean, it reaches a worldwide you know, audience. I mean, that, you can't nothing better than that, you know.
No, yeah, it's great for the artists, you know. And
exactly.
Me, I'm not a real big social media kind of guy, you know. I'm not a huge fan of it. I do it because we kind of have to.
Right.
Like I said, it's a great way for the fans to stay connected. So it's wonderful.
Really is. Absolutely. I agree. And do you have social networking sites or a website or anything where people can chat with you if they want to?
So we've got all the typical sites, the Twitter and the Facebook and MySpace accounts. We've got the Rex Robards Band page, which is, I think it's under construction right now. We're actually talking to a startup label out of Nashville. So I think they've kind of gotten a handle on our home. They're doing some reconstruction on it. And just like I said, if you get on and type in search engine for Rex Robards, and you can typically find us anywhere out there. So it's hard to hide these days.
It is. Very nice. Awesome. So everyone, please check it out. And when in doubt, type his name in Google, it works just the same. All of his links will come up.
Sure does.
Yes. a fun little question I like to ask, I mean, because you've had so many great experiences thus far, but, you know, what's that one dream or goal that's still lingering out there that you really, really want to, you know, really want to do? What's one goal that you really want to achieve?
That's a really good question. I'm kind of a goal-setting type of guy. I'm not a half-in or half-out kind of guy. I'm either all the way in or all the way out. So usually if I'm shooting for something, I'm shooting for it 100%. The problem is I have a tendency to overload myself with goals. I don't know when to slow down. I'm an overachiever at times, I guess you could say. So, you know, of course, musically, I'm always setting goals. You know, if we reach X amount of fans on our Facebook page, then I want to reach X amount of, you know, more fans. If we sell X amount of albums or tickets to a show, then, of course, I want to set a goal and sell X amount even above that. Right now, I guess it would be to get back with a major label in Nashville. We were with Showtime Records, you know, a while back. We went independent again, and I guess it would be to get back on the road out of Nashville and continue, you know, to grow musically. I think another goal I've set for myself here up in the, you know, in the future would be to cut a greatest hit album, you know, and kind of compile all the songs that we still get requests for and put it all in one album. So I've got several goals sitting out there that I haven't met yet, but they're all, you know, short-term, 5-10-year goals. So.
Yeah, absolutely. I always believe that you could be super successful, but you still have to have at least one goal to, you know, just keep climbing. So that's really, that's awesome.
Yeah, you gotta keep struggling. It's a very, very tight business. You know, there are bands all over the place. There's a lot of artists, very talented artists out there right now. And the younger generation, there's a lot of talent in the what I call the kids coming up. It's just amazing how great these younger people are at writing and their vocal abilities and their playing abilities. You've got to continually strive to make yourself better. Set some pretty good goals because there's always another person right behind you that's just waiting to take that spot, you know, if you fall out of it.
Yeah.
So, and there's only so much, you know, that you can put out there at one time. And so there's a lot of talent out there right now. It's a very, very crowded business. So you got to keep striving to be better.
I agree. You constantly have to keep moving. And you do. You know, you do such great things. You have such great songs.
Thank you. You are
wonderful with the fans, the support. I mean, it's full package. I mean, you do it all. And you do
well.
Yes. Yeah, and I want to play this next song of yours that I love. It's called Life is a Beach.
yeah.
I would love, I would love to play that right now if you don't mind.
Oh, that sounds great. That's our new it's a new radio single, and we just released the video for it. So we'd love to have you play it. Send it out there for us.
Awesome. Perfect, perfect. And then after you listen to it, then you got to watch the music video, okay? All right, deal.
Yeah, YouTube and go check out the video.
Yes, exactly. So let's play it now, and then you can watch the music video. So here is Life is a Beach by Rex Robards, and we'll be right back with him in just a moment. Stay there.
Work. I've been working like a madman. A Mr. No Fun, gotta get the job done, hammer in my hand, man. Then I saw a sign, said for $2.99, we'll fly you to the promised land. So I saved up, bought a ticket, now here I am. Life is a beach and it's a beautiful day. Life is a beach. Work. I've been working on my suntan. A Mr. Laid Back got that pina colada in my hand, man. Coconut Cove, there's a karaoke party tonight. And if they ask me to sing Margaritaville, I just might. 'Cause life is a beach and it's a beautiful day to catch a few Z's or some is a beach.
To check out the music video. It is hilarious, and I love it.
It's
cool. Yes. So please make sure that you check that out. And I'm going to put on my producer here really quick. She has some comments that she found for you that she's going to read.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh my goodness.
We have some messages, and we don't want to let you go without getting those messages through. that's the good news. By the way, the video for this, hilarious. You guys did a great job.
Well, yeah, we had a great time. We had a great time filming that one. That was funny, no doubt.
I bet it was. I was going to ask you about the main character, but I'll ask you about that offline.
Okay.
That's so awesome. But you had a message come in from Becky Brown. She said she wanted to tell you that you are an awesome artist, and she wanted to thank you so much for sharing your music with the world. So that's very nice.
Well,
and in the chat room, people are just using the little dancing emoticons, and they're going crazy. They're saying good music. They absolutely love it. So I wanted to make sure you got that feedback.
Well, thank you very much. That makes us feel good. That's why we're out there doing it, of course. We want everybody to enjoy it. So, and like I said, there's a lot of talent out there, so we're just trying to get in where we fit in with it.
Well, you guys are absolutely incredible, and we enjoy watching you, so thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Amen, amen. As you can tell, she's a fan, so she's a fan of your music. What can we say? That's awesome. But, yeah, you guys definitely have to watch the music video. And that's on, I believe it's on YouTube, right? Yeah, it's on YouTube. So you can check that out. So now here, I have a fun question for you. So what is, who has made the biggest impression on you in your career so far? Who would you say? Fun question.
That's a good one, too. I've had several people come through my life and throughout my career. We've been going at this for probably about 10 years now. Anytime they say, hey, well, you know, here's a brand new artist, usually not the case. We, you know, we're all in the business. We understand.
Right.
It's probably been behind the scenes for about 10, 15 years or more, you know. So it's a really long process. So in that process, the last 10 years for us, you know, I've run across several people that have given me some good advice. King Burton, who used to play bass guitar for me, and he played with Barbra Streisand and Bob Hope, and I think he played with Steve Miller Band. But he was a real good influence on me. Anytime I would kind of get out of line musically and kind of get lost in the mess of the business, and he was always right there and real solid with bringing me back and keeping me grounded with it and keeping my head up, you know, if we'd get knocked down. He was a good spiritual advisor to me as well. So, King was a great influence on me and my career. He's off playing with a different band now, and they're doing really, really well. And wish him all the luck for that. And like I said, I've had a lot of people come into my life that have influenced me in different phases. Anthony Corder is my production engineer right now on the road with us. And he used to play in a bunch of, you know, kind of heavy metal Christian bands. And he's been a real good influence on me as well. My entire band, our praise team leaders, actually, we all play in church on Sunday. So we try to make it to a church somewhere to play, you know, every Sunday if we're on the road or back to our church at least. And Anthony's been a huge influence on keeping us grounded as well when we're on the road. He's brought a lot to the show as far as our production goes. And he, you know, he's just got a lot of good knowledge. He's been with the biggest and the best in the business. And so I would say that, you know, Anthony's also been a huge influence on my career. And you know, there was one guy, and I don't even remember this guy's name, way back when I first started writing, when I was rodeoing, he was at a rodeo and he saw us playing one night. He was an old-time rodeo hand, and he sat down with me on the tailgate. He looked at me. He goes, son, he said, you write some pretty good songs. He said, you know what? He said, I want you to remember this. Always keep it real and write about what you know about. If you write about what you know about, then you're going to connect with the fans. And I've never forgotten that statement, and I don't even know the guy's name. couldn't tell you who he was, but he made an influence on me that then and there, you know. And he never really introduced himself. He just sat and hung out with us and played guitar a little bit after rodeo in Waycross, Georgia. And those words have stuck with me the entire time, you know.
That's interesting. Wow. That's very cool. Good answers. Good answers.
Well,
you know,
thank you.
Yeah, I think you are incredible, and we love your music, and we're going to play your last song a little bit later here, but I want to just thank you so, so much for coming on the show and chatting with me, and you can come back anytime. I had so much fun talking with you.
Thank you very much, Josie. It was a pleasure, and we love you for having us on, and I think what you're doing is a wonderful, wonderful thing. I think you're extremely talented, and the world hears you, and people listen, and you're affecting a lot of lives, and we love you for doing it and can't wait to come back on the show.
Thank you so, so much. Yes, we definitely need you back on. Thank you so, so much. And I think you are incredible, and keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing your thing.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, we will. Thank you. God bless you.
Awesome. No problem, no problem. I hope you have a great rest of your night. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jill. Y'all take care.
Take care. Take care. Bye. Rex Crowbars, everyone. Check them out. Do it. And a little later, we're going to play his last song, Right Ain't Always Right. True. Now I want to bring on my next guest here. I do not want to delay. I'm going to bring on my producer first.
All right. So he has been just waiting patiently for us here. I'm going to go ahead and bring on Prentice Goodwin. We're excited to have him on the show. Prentice.
I'm so excited.
Are you there, Prentice?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Oh, Josie, I'm doing great. Glad to be on the show tonight with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I am so excited to have you on the show. Thank you so much for taking the time to come on. It's amazing.
My pleasure.
Thank you. So I'm very excited to, chat with you a little bit, have some fun here, and get to know you a little bit better. You've done a lot of really, really cool things. Very, very cool things.
I've been here and there and been around a little bit, and I'm very happy with what I've accomplished in life with the music and writing and playing, and it's just been a godsend for me to be happy and love what I do, you know?
Exactly. And, you know, we're going to pretty much touch base on, you know, everything here, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. But as you mentioned, you pretty much do it all, including, but not limited to just singing, songwriting, but you have a publishing company, and we're going to talk, you know, a little bit about that with you today. But first, let's start kind of at the beginning with your earliest memory of making music. Do you remember your earliest memory? What would you say?
Oh, I do. I was underage at the time, and I had a neighbor, a friend of mine, that had a band, and they heard me playing guitar one night in my living room. And the guy walked over the next day, knocked on the door, and said, "Hey, we need a lead guitar player." And I said, "Well, I really can't play clubs," and because, you know, I was like 16, I think. And they said, "Come on, we'll slip you in the back door. You know, it's no problem." So after begging my dad for a while, he finally gave in and said, "Okay, go ahead." And from there, it just, you know, that was, I just started playing. And then I started singing, and I just enjoyed it, just built a big career out of it.
Yeah, that is awesome. That's so cool that they, just came up to you one day and asked if you could play with them. That's really awesome.
Well, they heard me, you know, night after night playing my guitar. I had an electric guitar and an amplifier, and I'd play along to music, you know, the top 40, and they would listen to me at night, you know. I guess I kept them awake learning how to play that guitar, and finally he thought I was good enough to join his band. So
yes.
That was a big deal.
Amen. Yes. I mean, you are great. You're very, very talented. And, you know, but what I want to know is, you know, who do you look up to? You know, who are your biggest musical influences? Who do you listen to?
Man, I grew up with the old guys, you know, the hard-hitting country, the Mel Tillis's of the world, you know, the Merle Haggard's, you know, just the greats in the business, the Ray Price. And, you know, I look up to my father. I look up to my father in heaven. And I speak with what's right, and I write about what I know and just live what I do and to the fullest, you know?
Exactly.
That's all you can do.
Exactly. And, you know, you have been able to open up for such great legends, you know, as well, which are, of course, great experiences. I mean, Hank Williams Jr. and Willie Nelson, just to name a few.
Right.
Can you tell us about those experiences when you're actually kind of, you know, doing something like that, opening up for such big names?
Well, right. At first, it was very, very, nerve-wracking at first when you're standing, you know, you've never stood in front of 20,000 people, and all of a sudden you're in front of 20,000 people, and you're singing your songs you've written, and you're thinking I'm thinking in my mind the whole time, I hope they like the songs. I hope everything goes great without a, you know, there's a million things you can think about, but that's true. I have played on Hank's Bud Tour on his stage, and with Willie on his RS dates, I opened that show. And I've been, you know, Doug Stone and even Alan Jackson on his Don't Rock the Jukebox Tour. I shared that stage. A lot of things, a lot of movie cuts, written a lot of songs, commercials. I was fortunate mm-hmm. enough to be signed by Writers Night Music Group out of Nashville. And, you know, they had a many, many big hits out of that catalog. And I was also signed with Mel Tillis' Sweet Tater Tunes over in Nashville. I wrote songs for his publishing company. And so I've been around the music business a pretty good bit. And thankfully, everybody's, you know, in the business has greeted me very well and very warm. And been very kind to me, and
yes.
that's, you know, that's where I've been with this, and it is exciting. It's very exciting to share that stage and be in the realm of the, you know, to grab the brass ring and be there and give the fans what they deserve.
Exactly, exactly, and they love you for it. absolutely, you know, and you have just amazing, amazing music out right now, including your CD On the Other Side. So. Can you tell, which we actually have the single for this On the Other Side. So, but first, can you tell us a little bit about some of the music you have out right now and where we can find it?
Well, right now you can find it on CD Baby. You can find it, of course, on Facebook and also on my publishing site, TempestCrown.com. That's T-E-M-P-H-I-S. And I'm shopping this new music to Paramount and Warner. Also for movie cuts. So, I mean, it's all over the internet. You can find me in different places. I've got people that are posting me in different places that I don't even know about, probably. I have pretty good sales are up. And as far as writing this music, I write just about everything, or I do write everything I sing. And that way I can control what I'm doing. And that's that makes me happy to be able to do that and publish it. So
exactly.
I know that if I have a good song, I'm going to publish a good song, you know. And you know, it's just a way to have control over what I'm doing. It gives me more control instead of trusting it to other hands that you may not, you know, you can't keep up with everybody all the time while you're out touring around or, you know, singing or sleeping or whatever. You know what's going on, so.
Mm-hmm. I think that's the best part of what you do, because you know you can make something that's all your own. You know, you're not told to do this or maybe you should change this. I mean, it's purely your style and what you like. So I mean, that's the most important thing. So
well, that,
I think yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, that makes me me. You know?
Yeah.
And I don't think I sound like anybody else. I'm very different from everybody else, and I just do what I do, and I do it to try to please people as best I can.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And you do that so well. People just are really loving your CD On the Other Side, and if you don't have it yet, please make sure that you buy it. And we're gonna post all the links from my guest tonight, so do not worry about that. We'll post all the links so you can get it. And, you know, we're going to play this song here On the Other Side, the single. So let's just get to that. Can we play that right now? I'm excited.
Sure.
Awesome. Let's do it. On the Other Side by Prentice Goodwin, and we'll be right back with him in just a moment. Let's do it. Here we go.
I'm standing here, roses in hand, fresh cut from Georgia, they just came in, they'll last a day or two in this winter snow. I still love you, I just thought you should know that I'm doing well. Job's been fine. And by the way, that boy you gave me, he just turned 5, but I'm going crazy. That's what my friends all said. But when I'm out of my mind, you're out of my head. It's been written down in granite, carved out in stone. The dates beside the name say my angel is flown. They say it gets a little better with every day that goes by. For now I'm waiting here till I appear on the other side. I started trying, living right again. Put the bottle down and got forgiveness for my sins. Then I met someone, been a blessing to me. Calls himself Jesus in this book I read. Now I understand I have a job to do. I've got to keep on keeping on until the Lord calls me to. It's been written down in granite, carved out in stone. The words soothe my soul that say I'm never alone. If it's in the Master's plans, I'll hold my angel once again. For now I'm waiting here till I on the other side. If it's in the Master's plans, I'll hold my angel once again. For now I'm waiting here till I appear on the other side. Yes, we're all just waiting here till we appear on the other side.
That was On the Other Side, the friendship with them. Yeah. Love it, love it. So now I want to bring on here my producer. Again, she has some comments for you from some fans and some supporters out there. So she wants to read those to you.
Absolutely. I want to make sure I didn't miss these here as your interview continues. Mm-hmm. So I got a text come in from Becky Brown, and she said, your talent is amazing, and so are all of your accomplishments. So that's from Becky.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the chat room, you have someone who says that you call her Sissy. And I'm going to read what she says. She says that Darlene Johnson and Danny Johnson really love your music and that you are one great artist, songwriter, and you sing great. On your last song, she said it was a beautiful song. She absolutely loves it. And South Texas supports Prentice. That's in here. Lots of claps for you, little dancing guys. So I wanted to make sure you knew that everybody was digging you.
All right. All right.
Yes. Love it. You got some really good response there. Awesome, awesome. Yes, we wanted to make sure that that we got those out there. So now I want to talk a little bit about Tempest Crown Publishing. Can you tell us a little bit more about your publishing company?
Sure. I started Tempest Crown Publishing about 8 years ago, 8 or 9 years ago, as an effort to keep take control of my own music and make sure that the right things were going to be done at the right time, or try to at least. Tempest Crown Music Publishing. I was thinking about Memphis and Elvis being the king, so the crown. I thought, well, Tempest Crown Music, so that's where that name came from, and. Actually, right now, Tempest Crown is we're probably in a really good spot, right? Better than I've ever been before, because I do have Paramount, I do have Warner Pictures looking in my, catalog. I've got several movie companies, even independent movie companies, that I get emails every week from looking for music, small movies up to, you know, major hit movies. You know, I just had the Thunderstruck that just came out, and it was a big Warner show. And I had a song in there called My Baby Likes to Rock It that I sang and wrote. So that that helped a lot. And, of course, Rush Lights, I think Alec Baldwin is involved with that. That's another show that's out. And they just keep coming, and I just keep writing songs.
That's awesome. That is so awesome. Yeah, I was just going to mention that. I mean, you recently performed a song in the major movie soundtrack that you just mentioned. And also I read somewhere that you've done a little bit of acting as well. I mean, that's really cool.
Well, I have. That's fun, too. It's just hand in hand, I guess. And I'm kind of like flexible. If I can do the part and I'm asked to do the part, then I want to do the part. You know, I love just whatever I can do as far as I'm just – I love singing, acting, dancing. I do all that in my show, a little bit of every bit of it. And I even tell a joke every now and then. So, you know, people laugh, they clap, they have fun, and I have fun, and we get to know each other. And the thing with me is I actually know a lot of people personally from different shows in different areas of the country. And we sometimes stay on the phone, you know. We talk on the phone, keep up with each other, almost like relatives or something, you know, a brother and sister or – But I talk to people all the time, and basically through Facebook, and I'm caring about what's going on in their lives, and it runs deeper than just music. It's, you know, I have a love from humanity, and that's where I'm at in life. I've really settled the dust around me, and I know where I came from and where I'm going, and that's what Tempest Crown Music is about. It's just, you know, it's just a solid music publishing company that wants to get the best out there and project the best it can be.
Awesome, awesome. And do you, help out other artists through this, or, how does that work?
Well, right now, like I said, we're this publishing company. We're young. I am here with this, and if someone comes to me and needs some help, if they need to get a song recorded, or they're going to do an album, if I can, I listen to songs that people write, and I've been writing songs for years, probably 20 years, acceptable songs that have been accepted by major publishing houses. And I feel like I know that I can listen to a song and know if it needs tuning or if it's ready, you know, if it's sometimes you write a song. I've told people before, hey, that's a great song, but it's not for you. I know you may have written it, but it may not be for you. You know, and then you may hear somebody that sings, and I do the same thing. I can't sing every song I write. You know, I've written songs that I've had some put on hold by some major stars, and I'm going like, well, it sounds better with them. But as far as helping people out, I like to try to help people out if they want to get a demo ready, or if they want to try to record a full blown album with a big Nashville band, that can be arranged. You know, there's several avenues you can help people. And I don't mind helping, because that's what I'm all about. I want everybody to have their dream.
Exactly, exactly. I think it's amazing. I think that's fantastic what you do. And so, yeah, remember it, Tempest Crown Publishing. Remember it. awesome, awesome. And I know people are going to want to write you and talk to you. So can you give us, you know, websites or social networking sites or just the best places where people can connect with you?
Probably the best place, and I check this religiously, it's just I'm down with the sickness of Facebook. You know, just my name, Prentice, and in Facebook, and you'll find me. Add me as a friend and start talking, and I go on there and check that at night. I check it, you know, during the day sometimes, but usually I'm on late at night, in the late night hours. And I try to answer everybody, and, you know, I just get to know people like that from everywhere. There's so many people that have added. I think I've got 2,000 or 3,000 people on there. I don't know.
Wow.
That have just added and just keeps growing and growing and growing. I should have more, but I don't have enough time to work that as with everything else. But just through Facebook, it's a great way to catch me.
Perfect, Perfect. You have the Facebook bug. So do I. It's amazing. You can connect with everyone, you know, around the world, and it's just, it's so easy. Facebook's like my go-to. So everyone, please go find Prentice Goodwin on Facebook. Do it.
Or Tempest Crown Music Publishing. You know, either one, they can find me on Facebook, Tempest Crown Music Publishing or Prentice Goodwin, and I'll surely get back with them.
Perfect. Thank you. Make sure you guys get those both of those Facebook pages. And so now I would really love to play your next song here, Ain't No Better Love. And we will be right back, okay? Let's do it.
All right.
All right, here we go. Ain't No Better Love by Prentice Goodwin. Be right back.
The other woman, she got next to me. Oh, but baby, you got the very best of me. When I finally wised up and figured it out, love had gone away, and there was no one that could take your place. Woo. Hear what I'm telling you, there ain't no better love than your first love. There ain't nobody else quite as true. If you think that I'm lying, just look at me without you. I must admit you look so happy. He must be treating you really good. If he ever let you down, I can be found. Follow your heart, babe, 'cause you know I feel the same way too. Oh yeah. Hear what I'm telling you, there ain't no better love than your first love. There ain't nobody else quite as true. Think that I'm lying, just look at me without you.
A fun question here that I love. I mean, you've achieved so many great things, had so many great experiences, but what's that one dream or goal that you still would like to accomplish in the near future? What would you say?
I would say it would have to be, I have been seriously working on a management deal, and it's hard finding devoted management team. I would say that because I get tired of trying to manage myself, write songs, and book my events. And it's just, that's one of my biggest goals, finding some good management. That would have to be it right now.
Right. I agree. It gets hard. I mean, it gets really hard to do all that stuff by yourself, especially when you have so many things going on from every direction. You know, you need
right.
some help.
Right.
Awesome. I mean, I could see it. I could see that happening for you. It has to. But good goal. And let's see, another one here. Are you currently working on any other projects that you could tell us about? Anything in the works?
I am actually writing a new gospel album I want to record, and I will be recording in the very near future. I do have a lot of engagements with different churches around, and I really, really enjoy that, and I really enjoy going and playing at children's hospitals. I enjoy that too very much, and that's my big thing right now. That's what's in the works.
I love that. I love that you're constantly working and giving back. I mean, that's what I'm all about too.
I am. It's not about the money in the business, which is great to make money, but I'm about the music and turning the people on to what's good and being good with people, you know, and that's what I love.
Exactly. Couldn't have said it better myself. You're awesome. I think you are amazing, and I love your songs, and I just appreciate you so much for coming on the show and chatting with me, and you can come back anytime. I had so much fun talking with you and getting to know you better.
Oh, it's been great for me too, and sure, thank you for having me on the show, and would love to be back anytime.
Awesome. Thank you so much, and we'll chat with you very soon. Prentice Goodwin, everyone, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye. Awesome. Well, we have some great, great guests. I'm having so much fun. We got to talk to Rex Robards, and then we just got to talk with Prentice Goodwin, but we still have another guest, well, two special guests, because they are devil. They're the wonderful, wonderful, talented twins. Bianca and Ciara D'Ambrosio. So let's get to that interview right now. Let's do it.
I have here with me Bianca and Ciara D'Ambrosio. Hi, how are you guys?
Good.
Good. I am so glad. You guys are amazing. Let me start there. Very, very talented. Yeah, anytime. And you two have done so much acting, and now you're singing and continuing to do so much at such a young age. Can you share with my audience how old you currently are?
We're 8.
You're 8? Wow.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Number 8.
Very cool. Very cool. And what is your earliest acting memory? I mean, you guys started very, very young. Do you remember it at all?
Yes, we played Summer Newman on The Young and the Restless. That's where our career started.
Absolutely. And a lot of people still remember you. You guys as Summer Newman on The Young and the Restless. And what are some other shows you guys have been on? You guys have been on a lot of stuff.
And See That One on Nick at Night. Mm-hmm. It's going to come out in the fall.
Awesome.
And Legit That you can get on DVD.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be in
the episode. Nice. So you guys are constantly working. You guys are doing great, great things. I like that.
Thank you.
Yes. And who would you say are your biggest influences? You know, music influences or acting influences? Who do you like to watch and listen to?
Selena Gomez.
Yeah, that was
And Jennifer Lopez. And Jennifer Lopez.
Woo! Absolutely. See, that was a fast answer. You guys know who you like. That's awesome.
Yep, we do.
Very nice. And, you know, you both have been acting since you were practically in diapers, but what inspired you to get into singing?
We also love to sing, but it's another way to express ourselves.
Mm-hmm. It really is. It is. It's such a great way. And you guys have a song out here called Let Your Light Shine. Can you tell us a little bit about this single?
It's written by Nick Carabrino, who is a songwriter in Nashville.
Oh, wow. Very cool. And what made you want to release this song? I mean, the lyrics have a very positive message. What made you choose to fight against bullying?
Bullying has been around for such a long time, and no one could stop it. So we really wanted to stop it by music.
Mm-hmm. It's true. So many people have experienced bullying or, you know, seen their friends being bullied. Have you guys ever experienced or seen bullying in your lives?
Yes, this one girl, when we were in kindergarten, she would pink on our artwork. She would tell our friends not to play with us, and it made us so lonely.
Oh,
and
man.
And it hurt our hearts.
Mm-hmm. I know. I know the feeling. I was bullied, too, in school, and it was a very difficult time, and I wish I had this song out when... I wish I had your song out when I was in school, because it could have helped a lot of people. You know, it could have helped a lot of... Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's very, very nice. And you also have a music video out for this song, Let Your Light Shine. How fun was that to make a music video? That's so cool.
It was so fun.
Mm-hmm. It looked like it was a lot of fun. Yeah.
The music video is about a boy and a girl getting bullied in school, and we were trying to help them stand up to the bullies and let your light shine. Yeah.
Yeah. I like the message. It's such a great message for kids.
Thank you.
Yes. And a lot of people agree. I mean, a lot of people would agree with me that this is such a great song for people, and you were just honored at the Gracie Awards for Let Your Light Shine, the music video. Can you tell us about, you know, getting that award? Wow, congrats.
It was amazing.
It was like, we felt special. We felt so proud of ourselves. We worked so hard, and it paid off.
It did. You guys should feel so proud of yourselves, because there's so many kids out there that, you know, don't necessarily get to do it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's amazing. I think you guys deserved it. You deserve that award, for sure.
Thank you. Thanks.
Yes. But now that you do both, I mean, you do some acting, you do some singing. Which one do you prefer? I mean, is it hard to choose?
I love to do acting and singing, but in this music video, we get to act and sing, and it makes it so much fun.
It is. It is. So you guys like doing a mix of both. You just love them both, even.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Very nice. And another thing that your fans and new listeners will be very interested to know, that you have a new T-shirt line. Tell us a little bit about that. Ooh, very nice.
Mm-hmm. It says bully with a circle, and then it has a cross. And on the back of it, it says let your light shine.
Ah, I love that. That is so cool. Yeah, that is so cool. Where can we get those? Can we buy them off of a website? Yeah.
You can buy them off of our website. Yeah. DeAmbrosioTwins.com.
Perfect. And we'll post the link as well after the show to make sure everyone gets directed to your website, all right? Just in case they miss it.
All right.
Yeah, we'll make sure. So now, I know, no problem. I know people are so excited now. We've been talking about Let Your Light Shine, and I know people want to hear it. So let's play that right now, Let Your Light Shine, and we'll be right back, okay? I'm so excited to hear it.
Okay.
All right, let's play it. Here we go, Let Your Light Shine. that is such an amazing song. Where can our listeners go to purchase all of your music? Where can people purchase this song, this single?
At our website, the Ambrosio Twins.
Perfect.
And on iTunes.
Mm-hmm. That makes it easy. We love it. Just the website and iTunes.
Yes.
Perfect. Perfect. And I know you all have a website, of course, like you just mentioned. And are you guys on any social networking sites so your fans can chat with you and talk to you?
TheAmbrosioTwins.com.
So the website. Perfect. Perfect.
At TheAmbrosioTwins.com.
Mm-hmm.
For Twitter.
And Twitter. Perfect.
And Facebook, too. TheAmbrosioTwins.
You're on a lot of stuff. Very nice. You're on a lot of websites for your fans to talk to you.
Thanks.
That's awesome. That's so awesome. And, I mean, you guys
we
have
love been... it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we love it.
You guys sound like you love it. You guys are so great with your fans. You guys are. It's amazing.
Thanks.
Yeah, and you guys have achieved so many great things already. What's one of your dreams that, you know, you really wish you can, you know, I mean, do you still have any goals or stuff that you'd like to do in your career? Anything left you'd like to try out or something?
This is me, Bianca, and I'm going to say what's my goal.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do a lot of things because...
Mm-hmm.
I like to be a director, I want to write, I love to read, and I love to sing, and I love to act, and design clothes.
And design clothes. That's awesome. So you just want to be in everything. You want to do it all. Way to
yes.
go. That's awesome. I like it. And I like you like the behind-the-scenes type things. I mean, you want to be a director, you want to try to... go into that stuff. I mean, that's very, very cool. You do it all.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I like it. And, you know, the last question we have for you guys, and I think it sums it up a little bit. It's a really good one here. A little fun question for both of you. When you're not working on your music or acting, what do you like to do for fun when you're not doing all that? What do you like to do on your downtime? Because you need a downtime. What do you like to do?
We would love to dance. And we love to swim, and we like to play tennis.
Yeah, you could be able to do that a lot now that it's summer and the weather's getting better.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Thanks.
Yes, I think you both are so incredible, and I had so much fun talking with both of you, and I think you guys are incredible, and keep doing what you're doing, okay? And I'll be a fan.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem, no problem. Bianca and Ciara D'Ambrosio, please check them out on their website, and I'll post that after the show. Thank you, guys.
Yes, that was my wonderful interview with Ciara and Bianca D'Ambrosio, and I hope you enjoyed that. They were so sweet, and I love talking with them, and they're so, so talented for being 8 years old. I mean, that's so crazy. I mean, for being 8 years old. I mean, they do things that, you know, most people like three times their age don't do. So that's very amazing. So way to go to them. They're incredible. So please make sure you find them on Facebook and dambrosio.com. And just check them out. I mean, listen to, find the music video for their song, Let Your Light Shine. And just check them out. They're amazing. So please make sure you do that. So now here, I want to play the last song here that we didn't get to in time because we ran out of time, but I really want to get to it. Rex Robards, his last song that we didn't get to. Let's play it right now. Right ain't always right. So let's do that right now, and we'll be right back with our VIP members. Here we go.
He was 45, had a wife. He had a kid and bills too high. He ain't paid since he got laid off 6 months ago. He was sick, he was tired. of hunting, work, and not getting hired. And he was scared to death the day he robbed that grocery store. 'Cause right ain't always right, and wrong ain't always wrong. It's a fine and faded line between what's good and bad, black and white and weak and strong. And we might be surprised at whose side we're standing on. 'Cause I've been in God's eyes, right. Couch when her 2 year old walked out the front door and the neighbors found him down the street. But she sobered up on the day that the social workers came. She let them lead her child away. She knew that he'd be better off. And right ain't always right, and wrong ain't.
Was Rex Robards' song "Right Is Always Right." So I'm so glad I got to play that. And big time thank you again to all of my wonderful guests for tonight: Rex Robards, Prentice Goodwin, and Bianca and Ciara D'Ambrosio. So make sure you check them all out. Now I'm going to pass the mic on to my producer again, Tina Marie, who is going to tell us some deets about some upcoming shows and our VIP members.
All right.
Yes.
It's like Mr. Potato, Hot Potato, whatever. Pass the microphone.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. First, let me go ahead and talk about some upcoming shows. So on August 17th at the Pana Sportsman's Club, here in Illinois between 4 and 7 p.m., there is going to be a great concert again here. It's going to have Rudy Bain, Brad Howard, and I understand that Jimmy Harris is going to come and help us out on the instruments and then sing some songs for us as well. And we should also have Wesley Dennis there. So it's going to be a great, great show. You can find out lots of details by going to our website here soon. We'll have some of that up on the website. But also, this is really a lot of arrangement work by Don Caldwell from Keeping It Country. So if you go on Facebook and you go on the group Keeping It Country, he's the one that sets all these wonderful things up all the time. So you can go ahead and check on there, ask any questions there, and I'm sure that Don will be able to answer those questions for you. And then on March 8th of 2014, we're already planning to do it again, Wesley Dennis, Brad Howard, Rudy Bain at the Eagle Club in Taylorville, Illinois. So we'll have more details on that as it comes up. But again, if you have any questions, just ask Don Caldwell from Keeping It Country on the Facebook group, and he will tell you all the details.
On that?
Yep, that's his gig. He gets that all set up. All right, so now let me go ahead and tell you about our VIP members. First off, if you want to become a VIP member, what happens is for an entire year you get all the benefits of advertisement on radio and social media sites and all kinds of wonderful things. It's just one fee lasts you the entire year. So it's awesome that you can take advantage of the benefits right away as soon as you sign up. It literally takes 2 seconds. All you have to do is go to josieshow.com, click on the VIP members tab, and sign up, and you're done, and we take it from there. But let me tell you about our VIP members that we have here so far. Vince Anthony. Vince Anthony has got his CD out, Too Much Honky Tonkin'. He's back in the studio here soon working on another CD for us because we love his music so much. You can hear him on our radio station, Country Blast Radio, and just by going to countryblastradio.com. He's got plenty of songs playing on there and more to come. He tours a lot. Probably one of the most performing bands, or I'm sorry, performers that we have ever seen. So make sure you go ahead and you check that out. Vince Anthony, this August, will be opening up for Travis Tritt. He has a date to open up for Steve Holy and for the Lost Trailers. So he is doing his thing, and he's at a lot of casinos as well. So go to VinceAnthonyOnline.com and click on his tours tab, and all the details will be there for you. You could hear his music on that site as well. So VinceAnthonyOnline.com. Next, Tim Garman. Tim Garman has consistently been putting out new songs. Chicago Country Girl came in on our top charts this time for June on Country Blast Radio, and his songs Girls, Girls, Girls and Chicago Country Girl are playing there currently. You can find all the information out on Tim Garman at timgarmanmusic.com. So go there. You can find his songs. You can find out what he has going on. And, of course, he's on Facebook, too, so you can always find everybody on Facebook. Next, Larry Massey. Larry Massey still has a song playing on Country Blast Radio as well, and you can find out what Larry has going on. He's got an awesome voice at ReverbNation.com/Larry Massey. So make sure you check him out. You'll absolutely love his voice. And then Wayne Jacobs. Wayne Jacobs, several songs playing on Country Blast Radio right now, and he consistently has new songs coming out. As a matter of fact, I have a new one to put up here shortly as kind of a dedication to George Jones, so that'll be coming up here shortly. But you can find Wayne Jacobs at WayneJacobs.com or ReverbNation.com/WayneJacobs, or go on Facebook, because on Facebook, if you type in Wayne Jacobs, he's got a fan page, he's got his page, a music page, so you can go ahead and locate him there. Again, to become a VIP member, just go to josieshow.com, click on the VIP membership tab, and sign up. Only takes a couple of seconds, and the benefits last you an entire year. All right, and now back to Josie. Let me go ahead and pass the hot potato microphone.
Thank you. So, yes, thank you so much for telling us about some upcoming the upcoming performances here in Illinois and also our VIP members and what they got going on. So please make sure you check out all of our VIP members. And if you're anywhere near the Illinois area at those dates that that my producer just mentioned, then please check that out. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in to the Josie Show, and we'll chat with you guys next Friday. We have Taylor Lynch, Cassandra Frisk, Darren Brown, and Raymond Wellborn on the show. So four amazing guests next week joining us on the Josie Show. So please make sure you tune in at josieshow.com, and we'll chat with you guys soon. Thank you so much for tuning in. Bye.